I found this study intriguing as well about the roughhouse or the play wrestle that you might do with your kids, or whether you're simply too nervous to do it in case they get hurt. Well, a new study shows that roughhousing is actually good for your kids, and even better if the kids are playing with dad. I'm not entirely sure how they came to that conclusion, but we're about to find out, because Dr. Jennifer St. George is the senior lecturer in health sciences at the University of Newcastle and the lead author of this study. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Tony.
Well, first of all, why did you do the study?
Well, we've always been interested in fathering and how father parenting helps the child develop. So one of the things we've been looking at over quite a few years is just what does dad do with children that that makes a contribution to their behaviour, their language, their emotional development. And one of the things we've focused on has been rough and tumble play.
Okay, so what are your findings there? For the dads that do take part in rough and tumble play, like wrestling in the lounge room or the backyard or whatever, does that give them an advantage in terms of the relationship with their children over someone like me who didn't really do the rough and tumble and roughhouse play?
Yeah, so dads differ in whether they enjoy rough and tumble play, just as children do too. So there's a little bit of temperament and experience goes into whether or not parents and children enjoy rough and tumble play. But when people do, when dads like it or the children enjoy it with their parent, then what we do see is a helpful benefit for the child in terms of their social and emotional development. So in that sort of roughhousing play, which is slightly competitive, but you can see that dad or mum has to self-handicap to let the child win sometimes. And so the child learns to cooperate and a little bit of competition. At the same time, there's that sense of pushing the boundaries, so they sort of learn to be a little bit braver than they might otherwise because they know it's in a safe environment. So they learn to be adventurous, but they also learn to be safe. And at the same time, they might learn a little bit about their physical strength, sort of pushing and wrestling and so on with dad. And so, but at the same time, they're learning also to be sensitive, to be aware of people's feelings, of their personal spaces, of that respect of rules like no hitting, biting, etc. So there's a real difference between the roughhousing or rough and tumble, as we might call it, and aggression.
Okay, so this is not solely for dads. I mean, can mums take part in roughhouse play?
Absolutely, and we've found that in other studies we've done where we've talked to dads, they might say, look, I don't really do that sort of thing. My dad didn't do it with me. I don't do it with my kids, but my wife does. And so we're finding more and more that people talk about mums doing roughhouse play with their children. And so that's going to be the focus of future studies for us, is a little bit of comparison around the differences between mums and dads in rough and tumble play.
So what are the early results telling you? I know you haven't done the study in its complete form, but what are the early results suggesting to you even?
Well, the early results, and really this stems back quite a long way in terms of people studying rough and tumble play in children. And so overall, the greatest sign is that children develop social skills. They learn to understand themselves, their own strengths. They learn how to get on with other people.
To counter that, could it also be fostering a child who takes that rough and tumble play to the school ground?
Yeah, and that's one of the concerns that many educators have, as well as parents, and they've expressed that to us over time. What's really important in this rough and tumble play, especially between an adult and a child, is that the adult helps the child manage their emotions throughout that play. You can imagine how children get super excited because they think they might be able to beat dad or so on. And so the parent's role is to help the child manage those emotions, not get too overwrought with winning or trying to win, and to help them get back to a calmer space, and of course kind of wind down at the end of the game so that they've learned that that's a play, that's been fun, and now it's time to move on to something else, with the distinct distinction all the time that the aggression is, which is hitting or punching or grabbing, is not allowed as part of that game.
Okay. All right. Well, fascinating. Yeah. A fascinating study there. One from left field, I've got to say. But thanks for your time this morning, Jennifer.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you. Dr. Jennifer St. George joining us there, Senior Lecturer in Health Sciences at the University of Newcastle and the lead author of this study. What do you make of all that?